in Tallahassee, J. Anthony Brown.
Tallahassee, Memphis, yesterday, Dayton on Tuesday. Sybil, there's a big white man behind you.
Oh, scary, scary.
And he's sniffling.
Yeah.
And he's sniffling.
That's one thing to be lurking behind you.
Oh,
but
man.
And then he got sniffling, man.
It's the sniffles.
What the hell is going on with Trump?
Oh, my God. I didn't know if that was the real thing or if it was just a carryover from Saturday Night Live last night. I guess it was just too crazy.
It was just locker room talk. That's all.
Yeah,
just locker room talk.
I know.
I think Hillary's going to be our next president.
I don't know, Jay.
What?
I don't know.
What?
I really don't. No.
Wait, hold on. Blair, who you pulling for?
I had a good weekend.
We're not talking about your weekend.
I'm talking about winning.
I had a good winning weekend, so you
we're
can't.
We're talking about
the president of the United States.
Yeah, everything's good. Everything's
good. We need
to
know who you're pulling for.
I'm good. I'm pulling for Hillary. I'm pulling for Hillary. Yeah.
Can we get it, David? Can we get a little
Hey,
thank you.
Sib. He has torn his drawers this time. Sib, the drawers are torn.
And they weren't his.
Borders, man.
No, he's torn his drawers, Sib.
Okay.
They hate her that much, player.
They do.
That's the thing. They hate her that much.
And he held on to his base last night. Yeah, I really believe that he did.
Well, I knew.
Oh, yeah, he definitely.
Oh, yeah, the base is going to be there. The question is about the undecideds. And the undecideds got to decide now.
They've
got
to be able to decide.
The fact that they even had people in that audience last night calling themselves undecided.
Now, come on.
Damn, undecided.
After this weekend and all this.
Undecided?
You can't be.
I don't know.
You can't be undecided after all this.
Oh,
no
God,
way.
So scary.
The one
he's
good
a
thing-
fool. He's a dog. He's a mutt. And if I could, I just punch him in the face. Robert De Niro.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Come on, undecideds. Now you got to decide now. You got to.
I hope you're right, Tom.
Sip, I got
they
to.
Hate Hillary that much, and they hate Barack Obama even more.
Yeah.
That they would vote for Trump, Blair. And in that order, they hate Hillary, and they do. They hate Barack. They don't think he's done a good job. They don't think that, I mean, it's about her lying and all that stuff. They don't trust her.
And she would be in jail.
They would like to see her in jail,
and that's why they'll vote for
her. I mean, his people, I get it, Sid, but there's not enough of them. There's not enough of them.
How do you know that?
Yeah. We don't know.
No, really. I'm asking.
I'm just feeling.
Okay.
There's no way.
I wish I could feel that.
I know I'm using common sense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I know, and sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes common sense doesn't mean anything, but I think that there's enough common sense. I have faith in America, that they got enough common sense not to let that happen.
Yeah, you'd like to say that people are not that stupid and they're not that gullible, but stranger things have happened.
I'm telling you.
This would be the strangest. I don't think
this
anything stranger.
And we can be talking about it in Amsterdam if we aren't careful.
When we're doing the morning show.
Yeah, in the afternoon in Amsterdam.
That's right. It's 1:00 in the afternoon right now. In Amsterdam, check your watches.
In the wake of all that happened with Access Hollywood tapes being released over the weekend on Friday and all of that conversation, all of the one good thing is my neighbor removed their Trump Pence sign from their yard.
Okay.
That was a step in the right direction.
See?
I think Pence removed his Trump Pence sign.
That was my next thing. What does he have in his front yard, Jay?
Pence.
David asked him.
Say, Pence said something different than you. I don't agree with Pence. I ain't talked to him in a long time. How's he doing?
He's not my friend.
He's a disaster. He's a disaster.
Oh, my God. And I had not seen the Saturday Night Live because I was working, and it was on YouTube. That was the funniest one ever. I'm telling you, man, that Alec Baldwin nailed it, man.
Yeah.
He nailed it.
He gets better every week. Last week was good, but Saturday night was off the chain.
Yeah.
Was really, really
Princess
good.
Leia, what's her name? The actress?
Carrie Fisher.
Was it Carrie Fisher who said, he's definitely got a cocaine problem.
And she would know. And she would know. She's been there.
They ask,
have the rehab bills to prove it. Yeah.
He's on cocaine.
He's on something, huh?
Yeah. Man.
Okay.
Well, I will say this. No. I will say, you know, last night the conversation who won, who lost, and of course that goes without saying that is a question. But I think the biggest losers are the voting public. The people of the United States are losers, and I am among them.
There's some more Apprentice. There's some more tapes from the Apprentice where he might be saying the N word.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised and they say they can't release that, or they're not going to, or they cannot
legally. They cannot
do it. But you know, things have found their way to the forefront, including some $915 million written off.
True.
So, and the fact that NBC had this tape that was released for days, and they did nothing in terms of trying to get it out there. They were working on a story, according to them. It'll be interesting to see.
First they said Billy Bush was fine with the Today Show, and then they came back and said, no, Billy Bush got to be suspended.
Indefinitely. I think the roar was too high, too loud for them to not at least take him off for a period of time, maybe until after the election. I don't know how long they will, but it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Someone texts, common sense isn't so common these days.
No, it's not.
Still common sense. It's still common sense. I refuse to believe that.
We don't have it.
And what proof do I have? I have nothing.
I know. But I hope you're right.
Yeah.
I really do.
All right. How's everybody doing after Hurricane Matthew? How's everybody doing? Everybody all right? It didn't do as much as they wanted it to do, but what it did was pretty bad.
It's now...
Check in. How you doing?
It's not good in the island of Haiti. Almost 1,000 deaths right now have been reported, and it is a period of mourning for that country.
Mm.
And as you said, it wasn't as bad as they had predicted, but it was pretty bad.
Mm.
Even I think it was the governor of North Carolina said, you know, people were saying it was going to be bad and that we were overhyping it. And he said, I don't think we hyped it enough.
Oh boy.
For some people who were left homeless and in many cases deaths reported, maybe up to 20 throughout the states from Florida to Virginia.
All right, we got a lot of show this morning. Let's get started. Coming up, Ken Smuckler and the Smuck Report about the debate last night. Find out more about the impact of Hurricane Matthew and The Birth of a Nation premiered this weekend. Plus, the NFL wrap-up from Chris, Taraji P. Henson, Cheryl Underwood, Malcolm Barnett from Timeless, and Arsenio Hall. And Melody Hobson has the Money Mondays update.